Thank you, John. Thank you so much. I'm deeply grateful to the Lord that the things that I've shared already have been a comfort and encouragement for the intercessors. You are very, very important to the kingdom. So God has to keep you moving along, knowing the things that are on his heart so you can walk in these things and do his good pleasure. So thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. My recommendation would be that you get paper and pen out, or whatever it is that you write on at times like this, so that you can jot some notes down for your own blessing after this call. The question that is looming in the hearts of God's people, I think, is twofold. Why did Joe Biden win? And what about Trump? It seems as though he's hidden in the forest, and that there are those awkward chances that do happen that he may never be restored. So what about Trump? And then a third thing that kind of ties them together and really is more important than the other two is, what about the word of the Lord? Can it be trusted? Is it possible for God to speak and the things that he would want to share would not come to pass? Is that possible? So hopefully we'll answer those three questions tonight in any way or level that you have not heard from me up to this point. I know the team has done a fantastic job of preparing for you and bringing forth the things that God put upon their heart. They just really did a great job. And so I kind of brought up the tail, you might say, in an effort to clarify any questions that you do not already have answered. Please excuse me for this raspiness in my voice. We're at that time of year where things that I respond to, or maybe I should say react to, are very vivid up here. And so I'll do the very best I can. And I just applaud you for trying to hear and understand what I'm saying. We are going to put this, all of these messages, on the website. I don't know what Ricky has in mind at this time, but I really feel that these things are very, very important for the intercessors. And I'm proud of you for wanting to know. I'm proud of you for taking the time to stand back and learn. There aren't many there aren't many people in the body of Christ, including intercessors, that really have a heart to learn. And usually when a person is like that, they kind of tend to flow with the wind. And they may have the greatest personalities, but they're kind of unstable. And I just don't want to see you guys unstable. I want to see you as stable as a stake in concrete with the things that are going on. So I applaud you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Thank you for learning. And let us get started. Several years ago, I was at a hotel. We were getting ready to have a gathering. I walked into the venue and I saw a group of intercessors in the venue. They were crying out to God, and they kept crying out. It wasn't a feeble effort. They were crying with all of their hearts. And I watched that as they cried, it was almost like they were on this invisible wheel. They were all sitting on the floor, kind of scattered around the venue. And I saw the floor, like, dislodge from its walls and began to move frontwards like a wheel, turning like a vortex, turning. And as it turned, it went down into the ground, lower and lower and lower. Suddenly, totally unexpectedly, as I continue watching this, the vortex begins to move in the opposite direction. And as it did, it came up more and more and more and more until it was by now actually a little above the ground. And we all knew it was going to be all right. I didn't tell you all of the vision because it wouldn't have added anything to what I just shared with you. But nevertheless, it turned out to be a very important message because I think you might have thoughts in your mind right now. Well, that is exactly what has happened. We have gone down and down and down. And when we thought it was going to be all over, it went down some more. But there is a point when it's going to reverse, and it is going to go up, 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 even above the edge of it. The remainder of the flooring, or that which connected to the flooring of the venue, would be just a little bit out, above the earth and safe. Every one of us that were looking were astounded. We knew that even with the hardships that were going to come from a certain direction, in the end, everything was going to be all right. And we didn't need to be concerned. I had a similar vision. We were in a bus. It looked like a school bus. We were in a bus, the bus driver had been traveling with us in his bus up Interstate 5. And just below the border, he made a right-hand turn and started down that highway. Two of the people that were in that bus was me and one other member of the leadership team. And we were both a little nervous because we didn't know where he was taking us, why he was taking us. You know, none of the important questions were being answered. Finally, the person that was with me said, he had a very strong Georgian accent, but he said, I think we need to find out where this guy is going. And so I leaned over because we were in the front seat and asked him where he was taking us. And he said, not to worry, everything is going to be fine. We've got a few bumps we're going to have to conquer along the way, but please do not be concerned about the bumps. There are not a lot of them, and none of them are really all that big. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the journey. And I feel like these two different versions of that message were saying one and the same. We're going to be going through a time that's going to be a little difficult. But everything is going to be all right. We're going to go through it. We're going to make it. And everything is going to be all right in the end, praise God. And that really is a praise God, because bumps never hurt anybody. And getting to our destination, pleasing to our heart and pleasing to the Lord, just makes everything a-okay, doesn't it? I had another vision later. I saw Jesus pulling, I saw Biden's administration, or those who were going to be his administration. This was, I don't know, maybe sometime last year. I forgot to write the date down. I saw Jesus walk up and take up in his hands this red carpet like they use to pave a way for honored guests. I saw him pick that red carpet on, and on that red carpet was Biden's whole administration. He picked it up, and he just started shaking it like you were trying to shake bugs from it. And when he was done, Biden and his whole administration went flying everywhere. There was nothing for them to stand on, no foundation. And the Lord just stood there looking so pleased. Now I understand that, because we were all thinking when I had that experience that Trump was going to win. So I never understood why the person in the vision was Biden. But when I saw it connected to everything we were going through at that time, and still are, I realize that the Lord was saying, when Biden gets into office, just be cool, because it's all going to be okay. I'm sure that there are some of you who remember in Patton's life that there was a time in the middle of the winter where they were where they were at the Battle of the Bulge, And they were actually literally trapped in that area. There wasn't any way for them to get out because the snow was getting heavier and heavier and heavier. The Germans, who had information about everything that was going on, thought that this was a perfect time for the German soldiers to go ahead and do the American army in, since they were obviously somewhere around that bulge and there was no way for them to get out. So they kept going deeper and deeper and deeper into the bulge. The snow kept getting heavier and heavier. And actually, some of our men died from the cold and the snow because they were not properly dressed. They let them keep going deeper, keep going deeper, thinking that they were going to be able to just rummage the whole American army. But to make a long story short, just when the soldiers came to a certain location, it stopped snowing, and it allowed the American soldiers and their buddies to come out and win the victory. They won the victory so completely that they won the war. And that's kind of what is happening right now. The Lord is hedging in those who would defeat America. And the more secure they become in what they are being called to do, what they're purposing to do, the more mistakes they're making, the more arrogance they're moving with. And God just keeps leading them in deeper and deeper and deeper into the trap. And praise God, the trap that they're going into is going to be the loss of their hope. It's not going to turn out the way they think it is, but it will turn out God's way, which is the way we hope it will be. So we have nothing to be concerned about in that respect. God is playing his own game. And I don't know about you, but I chuckle. I chuckle as I watch it. They're America's enemies, they're God's enemies, and by necessity they are Trump's enemies. But when it's all said and done and everyone has settled for a real battle, they're going to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, and God is going to have his way. And we will come out the better for it. Isn't this wonderful? God is so good. He's so smart. He's good? He's so good. He's so smart. He knows what he's doing. We don't have to fear that at all. And even though some of the friends of our enemies are also our friends, and walking very close to the whole dynamic, they can't stop what God's going to do. They can try, and the harder they try, the harder they're going to fall. So we just need to pray, just need to keep praying, because God's going to do it all, I promise you. I shared with you at another time the next point. And that is, we are going to see arrests by stealth. I saw it in a very profound vision. The people that need to be arrested are on a list. They've been handed out to the rightful authorities. They're going to be picked up, and they're going to be put in jail, and they're going to court, and they're going to experience justice for the first time, maybe. This is nothing for the righteous, but for the enemy, hopefully it'll shake them enough that they will turn, change, let God have his way in their hearts, because some of these guys are dangerously close to never seeing the light of day anymore. Please pray for them. Now, during this whole time, we're going to see some warfare inside of this country. I know that we have been, kind of, but I think it's going to get a little worse. I don't know if they're going to all come from within. I don't think so. I think it'll be a little bit of coming from within the country and coming from without. And the soldiers that they're going to meet are called, they're going to be called the loyalist. I don't think that they're all going to be military soldiers. I think a lot, maybe all, are going to be soldiers that are being put on hold for this very moment, but they're well trained and they'll do their jobs. Over the years, since we actually were living in NOLA, I began to have visions of pyramids and obelisks. I could tell you all the visions, but it would take a lot of time and a lot of effort, and telling you what I saw probably won't really give to you that encouragement you may need. But let me just say that the pyramids and the obelisk in these visions were filled with information, documentation, paperwork. In two separate visions, Jesus appeared to me in those visions and told me what he was showing me, and that these, all this paperwork, all this documentation that was inside of these pyramids and obelisks, he told me had to be released because they contain information that is vital to dealing justice against the perpetrators. In one of the visions, he told me, I will not make you go beyond this point. You can, at this point, go home. You've done a tremendous work. I'm very thankful for what you've done. But you don't have to go on. Nevertheless, it is important that you go on, if you will, if you will. If you will go on, it is important to the work that we're doing. Let me show you, he said. And the next moment, we were standing by a pyramid. He said, you see all the floors above us are about three. At the top of the third floor is the height of this pyramid. You see all the floors beneath? I don't know how many there were, a lot. And I said, yes. He said, these floors from top to bottom have been filled with information. Information that we desperately need to be able to bring about the arrest and imprisonment and just pursuits to deal with the people that the information is about. I want to show you what will happen if you would be willing to go to the top. And I said, thank you, Lord. And immediately, I saw paperwork flying all over the place. I mean, everywhere, north, south, east, west. It was so much. You couldn't have even tried to ascertain what was coming out of this pyramid. In fact, every vision was the same. Jesus was standing beside me. It was either a pyramid or an obelisk that was filled with the necessary paperwork to set the nation free. The paperwork in each one was different because it pertained to different issues, but they were all vital. So I saw this paperwork flying in every which direction. It burst upon the scene so suddenly that it was a little frightening. And the Lord told me, don't be afraid. It is this paperwork that will put your enemies away for a long time. And if you will continue what I've given you to do, all of this paperwork, everything I've shown you, will get put in our hands right at the right time. Do not be afraid. And then he looked at me as though, you know, with a second glance, and he said, will you go? Will you do the work? And I said, yes, Lord, yes. He said, Nita, it's been very difficult. I'm very aware of what you and your team are going through to fulfill this commission. Are you sure you want to keep going? I said, yes, Lord, I do. As long as you need us, we want to be there for you. All the intercessors, all the team leadership, everybody, we want to be there for you so you can accomplish what you need to accomplish. He said, all right, then. It shall be. And the vision came to an end. So I want you to know, we will not stop until it's done. You won't have to turn and ask your sister or your brother, I wonder if this is done. I wonder if we've done everything we can do. You won't have to do that, because as long as we are engaging in prayer together, God has given us a special mantle. He told me the name of it when we were walking across a main street in D.C. He called it Congressional Authority. And he told me, we will use that to finish the work. It's powerful enough. Then he said to me, and this may cause you to stand in awe, he said, Nita, today I've given America to the church. And I know that he's done that for us to save America. He's done this out of his great love and kindness for this nation so that we can save the nation from our enemies. Isn't that exciting? I've had visions of people guilty of treason. People such as Bill Gates, George Soros, Nancy Pelosi, and the Clintons. These people are all guilty of treason, and they will be arrested, and justice will be served. And anyone else that the administration has been made aware of will, in fact, be brought to trial, and justice will be served. We also have, at this time, leaders are being forced to step down due to irregularities in their administration. We're seeing this happen right now, not only in America, but in other countries. In some of these countries, leaders have been forced to step down. And the reasoning behind this, the American people are not being told. But between you and me, the Lord told me this was going to happen, and he said it would happen to reveal the irregularities and to bring them to justice. So they are being, it's being demanded of them to step down in nations all over the world. We also have the Catholic Church, which we talked about last night. I have seen so many visions, my friends, so many, I don't even know how to count them. I have seen so many visions of the, let's call it the CC, the Catholic Church, coming down. It's a cult. It's a worldwide cult. You have, you know, kind of hanging on its hip, the Jesuits. They're presented as priests, but the truth is, they're in all actuality soldiers. You might even say murderers of the Catholic Church. So these are going to come down. The Catholic Church is going to come down. And the truth is, if you can just receive this, this is happening now. I can remember we were ministering in Portland, Oregon. I shared that there. Several Catholics were attending that particular gathering. They got very upset, very hurt. I felt very bad for them. But the truth was, the Lord had us do a Jericho march around an imaginary Catholic, the Vatican, actually. The whole gathering, just before, if I remember correctly, it was just before the meeting. If not, it was right after. The people would go around a circle and around this imaginary Vatican. And they would call the walls to come down. The last day, when they were doing that, this might shock you, it shocked me. I saw a bolt of lightning hit the top of the Vatican spire. And I knew that God had leveled his judgment against the Catholic Church. We felt a rumbling, and I knew there was an earthquake, at least one, that had struck the Catholic Church. After everything was said and done, it turned out at that same time both things were happening. The earthquakes that happened upset, I can't remember now because it's been several years, but it upset. If I remember correctly, and please don't quote me, just go online and see if you can't locate it for yourself. But it seemed to me like it was around 60 Catholic churches that were damaged or fell completely during the scope of that earthquake. The lightning hitting the pyre or pier, whatever, however you want to pronounce it, did in fact hit it. That really was, he was showing me something that really was real. I saw an article of it because someone brought it to the gathering. Someone had taken a picture of it. And it hit right at the time that we commanded the Vatican to fall. Now, isn't that amazing? Now, here we are several years later, and God is secretly emptying the purse of the Vatican. And they're really crying wolf because they're left without the millions and billions of dollars that they had to run their church. But God has a better reason, a better purpose for that money, and it's going where it needs to go and legally should have gone all along. So here we are. We're going to see the downfall of the Catholic Church. Another vision that I had of this, I could give you quite a few, but I'm not going to take the time. They all said the same thing. I'm looking out over like a foothill, and suddenly this huge rumbling noise filled the earth, you might say. And I looked in the direction of it, and there the Catholic Church was crumbling into the ground. I was aghast. I didn't know what to do. But after a few minutes, a new Catholic Church rose up in the same place, and it was wickedness beyond wickedness. So God has quite a situation that he's going to have to deal with. Ricky? Ricky?
Yes.
Honey, so can you just share with people until I can get back? Whatever the Lord puts on your heart, honey.
You know, for those that may be new here on this line with us, and wondering why God would do this. And we've talked about this before. So if you're first time because a friend or a family member invited you to join us, you know, we've prayed for grace for all the information. Because this is as difficult as things are right now. We are on the cusp of tremendous victories, not only for our country, but for the children, for the unborn who are, you know, sacrificed to empower the enemy and to create vast amounts of wealth for the grotesquely wealthy. But for the children, the victims of human trafficking, you know, the Catholic Church is heavily involved in trafficking in persons, both children, babies, all the way up through adults, young adults. And years ago, many, many, many years ago, it's been over 20 years ago, before we even knew what we know today, before we understood what we understand about the Catholic Church today, I had a dream about, I was down in the catacombs, and in the catacombs there were, and everything was cobblestone pathway, and there were prisons that had been carved out of the stone, and there were an untold number of people in there, children, babies, all the way up through young adults. And I didn't know where I was. All I knew was that I had to get people out of there. Obviously, they're imprisoned, and there's babies in there, so it's not a justified imprisonment. So I opened up the cages, and there were cages. They lined the walls, and so we opened up the cages, and I started letting them out, and I said, let's go, let's go. But the catacombs, they went in a spiral that went upward. So we started running up this pathway. And as we were running, you know, the tremendous sense of danger came. And we ran, and we picked up the babies and picked up the young children, the small children who could not outrun, because the danger was coming, and it was coming very quickly. And I screamed, run, run! And we ran and we ran and we ran until we finally made it to these doorways, and we pushed the doors open, and it was bright light, and we came out into this area. It was a circular area, and turned around, and there was the Vatican. And I'm telling you, I had no idea why I had that dream at the time. When we started doing the gatherings and I started researching, I did come to understand why the Lord gave me that dream. He wanted to give it to me before I knew what it was about. And, you know, at the time, you know, I talked to Mom about it, and we felt that the Lord was going to allow me the privilege to help set captives free. And I mean, human trafficking wasn't really even well known, or even used. That phrasing wasn't used at the time that I had this dream. That's how long ago it was. And but as we started to research, we found out. And you know, I think where we are today. Oh, I forgot about the most. One of the most important elements of this dream is that as we were escaping the catacombs and into the foyer and about to go out the door, we saw the snake. And the snake was so big coming after us. It was so big, its body filled the tunnel of the catacombs. Now, as I was sharing this with you, and that's why I can't believe I almost forgot that most important element. As I was sharing that with you just now, the Lord reminded me of the Vatican's new design. And if you haven't seen it, if you've been to a Joel's Army rally or a GOE, you know, we've talked about this, and especially in light of the dream that I had. But the design looks like a serpent's head. When you look at the stage, you see in with stained glass windows are the shape of oval slanted eyes. The up by the podium is it looks like there's teeth on either side of the podium. It looks like you're inside a snake head. That's what the inside of the Vatican, their redesign, is. But here's the thing, while I was sharing that with you, the Lord said, now's the time. That wasn't just a confirmation that was the Catholic Church. The Lord was saying, now is the time. It had to be after the redesign. That dream was meant for now, the breakthrough, where these young people, these infants, all the way up, are about to be set free. God is exposing it at its deepest level, and they will be set free. It had to be this period of time. And so when we talk about the Catholic Church, know that what empowers the Black Pope and what empowers the Jesuits, what empowers them, are, you know, satanic ritual abuse and sacrifices. So I don't know if Mama's back yet, but that's what I felt led to share in that moment. You're back?
Okay, you did very well, honey. I'd just like to add to what she was saying. What most people do not know is that the Catholic Church, the Vatican, let's put it like that, that the Vatican, by law, is that America is under Vatican law. We're under Vatican law, and we are under British law, who is under the Vatican law. And if America's demise could happen the way they want it to, it would be because we are a great nation under the law of these two entities. God must bring down the Vatican for the sake of the people and for America's sake, because they're, you know, it's just like Pharaoh. They're never going to let go just because they've arisen in a great heart. God is going to have to take America away from these power struggles and bring us back to that of a sovereign nation, which means we must arise in the work and the vision that God has given to Trump. We must. It's the only way it's going to work. So even if you don't understand that, I mean, it's a bizarre thing to come to the sudden revelation that we are not sovereign entities, that we are actually under whatever kind of law the Vatican wants to exert over us, and likewise, Britain. It's much easier to believe that we are a sovereign entity, but we're not. We are a corporation since 1871 that comprises the two that I just mentioned to you. So even in what Trump is doing, he's doing in response to God speaking to me for you, saying to you, I want you to help me bring down the entities that are seeking to destroy America and ultimately the free world. I need you to do this for me. I need you to pray this kind of intercession so that we can win the whole battle. It doesn't do us much good to go in to the middle of the battle and to fight at that place. We've got to bring the whole system down. If we don't, we'll be at this place again in a matter of years. The Vatican gives us very horrendous answers. They give us very horrendous pleas. They lie to us. They're habitual liars. They lie to the people who attend the Vatican or attend Catholic churches. And they're lying to us. They're lying to nations all over the world. I happen to know and have known for many, many years that many of the nations that have been brought to their knees has been at the command of the Pope, either the Black Pope, the Gray Pope, or the White Pope. They have commanded the annihilation of these nations and how they wanted it done. And then those who are subservient have no choice but to go in and do it. And many times this is done by another nation. So the Vatican, you know, if you had a bunch of men standing around and they were putting their hands on a pole, I guess it's a kind of game that men have played when they were young. They put their hand in the middle of the pole, then someone else puts his hand above theirs, someone else puts his hand above theirs, and up the pole they go in this manner. And the one whose hand is at the top is the one that wins. So we're playing that kind of game. It's almost like a Russian roulette game with the Vatican, with the Jesuits. But I promise you, if we will pray and Trump will do everything he's being asked to do, we will win. When you look at the implications of that, it can break your heart. But the opposite, not dealing with it, is going to break the hearts of millions and millions of people across the planet. They've done it before, they'll do it again. So praise God, we've got a president that understands this. It's just mind-boggling to me. The only reason we understand it is because for years and years and years, we have been praying over this stuff, and we've done incredible amounts of research and waiting upon the Lord to find out and make sure that what we're doing is right. I've seen some of the most phenomenal visions, and I'm not going to go through them all with you because of time. But I will tell you that everything I'm saying to you and the things that I'm not saying to you are true. They are truth. Like I think I heard Ricky saying, there's human sacrifices going on in the Vatican. It's ugly. It's as ugly as it can be. We need to pray for the people, like Ricky saw in her one vision, the people rising up to escape. We need to pray for that to happen so that they don't get caught up in her sins or in her the recompense for her sins. Going down to the next point, chaos behind closed doors and out in front. We are going to see some chaos. It's extremely difficult unless the Lord just opens my eyes, which he has done. The problem is we have done so much spiritual work. I don't know how much more we have to do just yet to know what we're going to be able to stop, but I can tell you this because the angel of the Lord told me this. We will not see what we would have seen. Our intercessions have minimized it greatly. Praise God. We also have in this country not just communists, but Nazism, socialism. I mean, we have lots of guys that have been deluded, that have been lied to, and have chosen to believe this lie. So if you have teenagers or young adults, pray for them. Pray for them feverishly that God is going to deliver them from these lies. And then pray for those who have been involved with it for a long time. God is going to deal with BLM and Antifa. He is going to bring this down and we need to stay in prayer over it. Then section 18 is technocracy. God is revealing the dangers of the growing cancer of technocracy. It has become a cruel tyrant. We are learning of its big brother tyranny, which seems a little unsettling. What the cruel left is capable of through this one avenue alone is alarming in its scope. It seems that they too have become an agent of the move toward the New World Order. They want the power of our minds and are fighting for it with a vengeance. What will Jesus have to do? Well, almost everything. And he will do it. I've gone through learning what is almost never discussed about this whole ideal. And it has put me in shock what they're capable of doing. I talk a lot about this kind of stuff in my book, Prepare, but in all honesty, to say that I knew that we were there, no, I didn't know we were there. I thought that this was, you know, for generations future. I had no idea that this was coming upon us or even could at this hour. So we need to pray against technocracy. They wanted to make America poor. But God has given America to be free. And no matter what they want to scribble the word poverty over, they're not going to be able to. When the angel came and talked to me and told me that we have reserved up to that point at least half of these issues being dealt with by God, it was a comfort. It was an incredible comfort. And we've done a lot of work since then. So it just isn't going to be what the elite want. They yet have to finish the human trafficking. It is set to explode, to experience a tremendous explosion of divine intervention. One of the main reasons that the Gathering of the Eagles is in operation today is for these precious, precious children who have been made and destroyed through human trafficking. And I'm so glad that President Trump is a man who also wants to fight for it. God will have his way. The same thing with the abortion issue. That's coming down also. I'd like you to hear a song, if you wouldn't mind taking a few minutes. And the name of the song is Do It Again. We play that before every one of these phone calls because, well, number one, it's a very beautiful song. Number two, Jesus loves this song. And he has sung it to me himself. And if you're wanting to know if Jesus is a great singer, he is. And Do It Again. What he told me about this song is he's going to do it again. The more impossible it looks, the more I can be esteemed in the truth that it is going to happen. John, would you please turn that on?
Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall. But you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come. No when the battle's won, for you have never failed me yet. Promise still stands, great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. Still in your hands, this is my confidence, you've never failed me yet.
Still in your hands.
I never will forget. You never failed me yet. I never will forget.
Isn't that a beautiful song? The Lord will never forget his promise to us. And we must never forget that he's made that promise to us. We want the walls to come down. God must bring them down. And he is bringing them down. And he will continue to bring them down until the work is done. Why? Because it was his intent from the beginning. You are much loved by him. Your prayers are from everlasting to everlasting. He will look at his promises day by day until they are fulfilled. We don't have to be concerned about that. We don't have to plead with him to save America. He's already put us into the cycle of victory, and he'll bring us through. All we need to do at this point is pray when he asks us to pray, and thank you for what he has done, for what he is doing, and for what he's going to do. None of us are going to know in advance all that he's going to do. Because when he moves like this, he doesn't tell anyone everything. We would have a tendency to mess it up too much. But if you will trust me and believe me as being from the Father for your good, I'm not here to lift myself up. I promise you I'm not. But I desire with all my heart to lift my Lord high in your eyes. To remind you just how capable he is. How strong his word is. There is nothing he cannot do. Let me share one more thing around this issue. I had a vision. I was very concerned about Trump. The election had come and gone, and I was concerned about him. I didn't know how much he knew, if he knew all along that it would take us where it took us, and that he's already got the next step planned. I don't know. I didn't know at the time, but I was very concerned about him, and I was doing a lot of praying for him, as I'm sure you were. So I see this vision. And in this vision, Trump is standing with his head bowed. He looked very sad, but he looked like he was praying. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, I'm going to show you how this will work. And he said to me, I really don't need an army to bring my words to pass. I really don't need my friends to bring my words to pass. I don't need a government or 100,000 Christians to bring my word to pass. He said, all I need is this. And I saw a man's hand come down from heaven and open wide, right in front of President Trump. And I wait. I'm thinking, what's the next thing he's going to show me? And he said, and I said, Lord, is there something else? He said, no. All I need is my word. That's all. I can do anything I want to do with my word. I made the universe. I made the universes. I made the planets, the stars, the moon, the oceans, the mountains. And he went on and on and on and on with my word. That's all I need. I can bring victory to this man by my word. If I don't have anyone to agree with me, I can. But that isn't my plan. My plan is to bring fulfillment to my word using people so that you can have the joy of cooperating with your God to save your nation. It will all work out in the end. Don't be afraid. If we get into the tight spot, I'll just speak it so. And we will win. We're going to be fine. That doesn't mean we quit praying, we quit believing, we quit, you know, praying the word, so on and so forth. That doesn't mean that at all. We don't start disobeying and think, well, everything's going to be cool. We keep doing what we must do. And God will do his part. It's that simple. Trump just has to keep moving forward. And God's right there with him and will never leave him alone. Many years ago, and I'm almost done, many years ago, I was walking down a hall. Elijah was in front of me. When we got down to the end of the hall, Elijah went one way. And I had considered going the other way when, at the last minute, I turned and went the way Elijah went. He walked into a room, and I saw sitting on the throne our Lord Jesus Christ. He walked up, knelt down, and sat there in the most humble way, waiting for the Lord to tell him what to do and to clothe him with his purpose. At the appropriate moment, I saw Elijah go from one who was worshiping the Lord to one who was utterly broken before the Lord. He wept and wept and wept. I'm not going to tell you everything the Lord said to him, but I will tell you this, that the Lord clothed him in a mantle that Elijah told him he needed. He clothed him, and he sent him on his way to do what God intended for him to do. I hid so I could see where he was going, but he couldn't see me. He was walking back down the hall, not to go out, but to, it's like the hall was like a T, the stem going up to the crossbar and a crossbar. So he's walking down the hall crossbar toward another room. And I followed him. And I saw government leaders, our government leaders, involved in every kind of bizarre, occultic, evil, devilish kind of worship you could ever imagine. And they were worshiping Baal at the foot of his altar. As I'm watching the way these people are behaving, I'm crying. I'm standing there crying that they would do that to the Lord Jesus Christ. Elijah gave his judgment, and in a fit of fiery rage, turned and walked out. And I could hear the Lord say to me, judgment is assured. But it's not for the good. It's for the people who hate righteousness, seek to pervert justice, who have committed treasonous crimes, people who have hurt the children. Woe to the one who hurts the children. Woe! For he would wish that a millstone would have been wrapped around his neck than to hurt one of these little ones. God was offended. Now I'm going to skip a couple of places and I'm going to go down to the last. The Lord is coming to sew up the heart of America. And he will do so in tears. I saw it. I saw him do this. Let's see what the date was. 1/26/21. He was weeping as he was healing the heart of this nation. And he's not going to stop until he's able to accomplish it. I promise you. He isn't just here to give me entertainment. What he's saying to me means everything to him. And I want to give it permission to you for it to mean everything to you. I felt and saw a piercing taking place in my soul that left a funnel-shaped hole in my soul. After feeling and seeing that, I started crying really hard. When that hole was created, it was so deep and vast, it was like a black hole in the universe, in my soul. That black hole sucks in all the debris and comes close to it. I felt so much compassion for the peoples of the earth. Then I became filled with the three virtues below. They poured out and filled that hole inside me. Love for the truth, love for the Word of God, love for the Spirit of God. Pray for Trump that he will be strengthened, and that his family comes to the love of the Lord. He will achieve all that he has been created for. His blessing in heaven will be astonishing to those who have walked in his ways and fought for his will on earth. Now, when I was experiencing these feelings, what I was experiencing was what the Lord was experiencing and what the earth had experienced through the incredible sin of these people. God's got to deal with them because they've hurt the children of the world. They've hurt the families of the world. Everything they touch, they hurt. And there seems to be very little care about it. They had a man who would have taken them to the height of Mount Everest to know the beauty, the grace, the glory of Jesus Christ. and to follow him in his work, and they refused. So he brought a stranger in whose name was Donald J. Trump, and he said yes. So we must pray for him day and night that nothing that the enemy does can hurt him or hurt the work that he's here to do, and that he will be surrounded by all he has need of. This nation is going to be restored to health, and it's going to happen under the hand of the Lord through Donald J. Trump. God is not man that he can tell a lie, but if he can find an open ear that he can share his secrets with, he'll tell you all the truth you can hold within you so that you can know what he's doing and help him and work with him so you can receive your blessings in heaven as well as here on this earth. I'm going to turn this back over to Ricky. If she has anything else she wants to say, she'll be free to do that. But I want to say thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for not giving up. Thank you. Thank you for caring whether or not your children are going to grow up in schools that's going to teach them truth, because they are. Thank you that you want a president that will bring honor and glory to the Lord, because that's what you're going to get. They lied to us. They failed us. And those who could have stood with Trump, many of them did not. But that's between them and God. God still will get his work done through Trump if we will just keep praying. You have no idea what your prayers have meant in these last months. I want to bless you. I want to thank you for coming online. I want to bless you. I want you to feel the blessing of the Almighty God upon your precious brows, that you would pray for our country, our mutual country, and pray for its future, that it may touch the nations of the earth with the good things that God will do. Okay, Ricky. Go ahead, honey.
Thank you, Mom. Thank you for everything, for revealing everything. This is such an important, this week was important for us to be able to bring to you historically where we've been and where we're going, and then be able to share what the Lord is saying about where we are and where we're going. And for Mom to give this, I mean, this is years and years of revelation to give to us all in one week. It's so critical. We need to see the big picture. When I was preparing even for my part, and I was looking over for John and then Ken and Debbie, and I was looking at mine, and I said, Lord, what is your heart right now? What is your heart? Considering all that you want us to present this week, what is your heart for the people? And he said, for them to know my plan, to know how the nation got off course, and to know my plan to get it back on course and to stand firm in my plan. And it just, he washed over me in waves. I thought, Lord, you could have left us in this, just be, you know, lift up your faith and be ignited and trust God and trust what God is going to do. But he said, no, I want to reveal to you the secrets of my heart for this nation, because what impacts this nation impacts the nations of the world. And if you live in a nation around the world that is being consumed by communism, Marxism, and the other isms that are out there that bring destruction to a nation, you know the value of this country. You understand the light that God created in this country. It grieves me sometimes when I see our young people not understanding the value of this nation. But I know God is going to reveal it to them too. But for God to say, I want you to see my heart, because you have dedicated the time to seek my face. You have stayed on your face before me. Some are just getting started with us. Some have been with us for 20 years on this journey to save this nation. And he said, I want to reveal my heart and my plan. And I want you to see it all in one picture so that you can hold the line with not just lifting your faith, but with understanding of what God is doing. What a merciful God we serve. What a merciful God we serve.